Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon this morning is going to be Psalm 1. So, I don't know about all of you, but I am hoping that this summer heat wave comes to an end quickly. During the end of the summer, we've had no rain, been in the high 90s for the last few weeks. I'm just waiting for this place to cool down a little bit. You know, Kim and I have a little herb garden in the windowsill of our apartment. And we were doing pretty well at watering it when we first got it. We recently got some rosemary and things. And we've had chives and cilantro, which didn't make it. But our little garden has seen better days. We haven't always been very good at watering it. And needless to say, over these past few weeks on that windowsill, it has gotten pretty hot and pretty dry. And afraid to say, almost all of our plants have not survived. Those little plants don't really have a chance to survive without water, without a continuous flow of water. I invite you to just open up your Bibles and just look at Psalm 1. I'll give you a little bit of time. So when we look at this psalm for this morning, we think, now this is a text that we need to hear this morning with this heat wave, right? Streams of water continually flowing. But there's something else going on in this psalm other than words for a hot Southern California summer. There's a distinction going on this morning. Distinction of a tree planted by water about this man who is like a tree planted by water. He is blessed. And then there are the wicked as they dry up and are blown about by the wind and cannot stand in judgment. The righteous man and the wicked. This whole psalm sets up this difference. It's not a difference between one of going through difficulty and the other not, or as if one goes through the heat of the day and the other does not. It's a difference between one man who is blessed and the wicked who are not. You see, the wicked walk, stand, and sit in their own ways, in their own instruction. They follow their own heart. In this passage, this is not the kind of passage that helps support that idea of follow your own heart. It's something more along the lines of Jesus when he says, "For out of the heart every evil thought and desire comes out." Even though we might dress it up like a piece of fruit that looks good on the outside, but is really rotten on the inside. But the righteous one, the righteous man, the blessed man, he meditates upon the law of Yahweh. And the law here is not just a list of commandments, Yahweh's Torah. It's the whole counsel of God. It's his authoritative instruction and source of life. And when he meditates on it, he doesn't sit alone in a silent room like we think about with the word meditation. He reads it. He studies it. He speaks it out loud. He thinks about it. Read, mark, and inwardly digests this word. He cherishes God's word and goes to the places where it's proclaimed and discussed. He doesn't only do it when it's convenient, No, he meditates upon this word of God day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, even in the heat of day. No sun, no rain, just plain hot. And yet in the dryness of the land, he is blessed. Because he's planted in the word of God. And this sustenance produces fruit. And he prospers in all that he does. It doesn't mean he doesn't face adversity or struggles. It simply means that the fruit of faith and trust is produced because he's rooted in the Torah of Yahweh. But the wicked do not take in this sustenance. Like trees with no water in the heat of day, they become dry and shriveled up. Their leaves fall to the ground and they are like chaff, blown about by the wind. And the wicked will not be able to stand in his judgment because they refuse his life. But the Lord knows the way of the righteous. And so who is righteous? Who is blessed? For I know of myself, I have many, many sins. We all do. We have all followed our own paths, our own instruction, bad advice that is not from God. As Paul says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And none is righteous. No, not one. No one seeks God. So who is the righteous one? Who is the blessed man? Who? Well, did you notice that in Psalm 1, that in that first verse, that the blessed man is in the singular, while the wicked is in the plural? There has been one blessed man, one righteous man. This man meditated upon the Torah of Yahweh day and night. Once when he was missing from his parents, he was found in the synagogue or in the temple, lit where his father's word is spoken, and as he is amazing the teachers. He spoke the Torah to crowds of people. He followed the Torah obediently without wavering. This continual meditation upon the word of God led him not to walk in the counsel of sinners. He walked a different walk. He walked in the counsel of God's Torah all the way to the cross. And he went all the way to the cross where he took the blows of our sin that we have deserved upon himself, going down the path that only he is able. And he did not stand in the way of sinners. He stood before his own people. He stood before Pontius Pilate, the true king of Israel and the world. He stood there while men judged him and condemned him, a blasphemer and a sinner. And there on the cross he stood condemned. And he was not only condemned by men, but he took the place of us sinful men and women as the perfect sacrifice. He was condemned, a sinner, according to God's righteous judgment. And there on that cross, he thirsted in the heat of the day as one who had been cut off. And yet he may remain true, even to death, trusting in the Torah of Yahweh. And he did not sit in the seat of scoffers. He sat in the tomb for 3 days. Dead, he took the full wages of sin upon his very body as he lay in the tomb. But 3 days later, he sprung forth from that tomb. He sprung forth into new life as the first fruits of the resurrection. For God raised him from the dead. He vivified him. He conquered death itself. He produced the fruit of life and salvation for the world. For he is the one who has relied on the Torah of Yahweh as the only faithful one, and he is blessed. And he has proven faithful because he has been raised from the dead. He has been raised so that he might provide salvation to all who are rooted in him. And you, yes, you, brothers and sisters in Christ, have been rooted in him. It is because of him that the Blessed One in this Psalm 1, applies to you. You are blessed because you are in Christ. It does not mean that you will not face adversity in life, but it means that you are blessed in Christ. You have been baptized into Christ, grafted into his life, as St. Paul says. He has snatched you away from the wickedness and redeemed you out of his pure grace and mercy. His walk to the cross, his standing in the place of judgment, his sitting in the tomb was on your behalf. And now he forgives you because you have been rooted in him. You have been baptized into Christ. And his resurrection from the dead is a promise to you that you too will rise from the dead on the last day. As he has become the first fruits, so also you will follow. And having been rooted in Christ, you now produce fruits of faith. They happen not because you make them happen, but because you are connected to the source. You have the Holy Spirit, and now Christ's power vivifies you to say no to the counsel of the wicked, because you walk in the teaching and cherish his word. And that spirit causes you to say no to standing in the way of sinners, because you stand firm in the way of Christ. And that same Holy Spirit is at work in you to say no to sitting in the seat of scoffers, because Christ has seated you around his throne. You see, you have been transplanted, moved to receive the never-ending source of life, the flowing waters of God's word, Christ, the word of God himself. He has transplanted you into the ebb and flow of Yahweh's word that continues to provide sustenance and life. His teaching is now your life. And he gives you that life and sustenance wherever his word is preached and his sacraments are given. You have been planted in this life, in these eternal waters. And Yahweh knows you because he knows the way of the righteous one, who is Christ. Christ is the blessed man, the righteous one, and you are in him. You are blessed. This does not mean that you will face adversity. You will not face adversity once again. You will, like in the heat of the summer with no rain, like a hot California, Southern California summer, it does not mean that you will not face adversity or that you will not even face death. But it does mean this: you are redeemed in Christ, forgiven in Christ, sustained in Christ, and you will be raised from the dead on the last day because you are in Christ. That is your hope, that is your faith, and that is why you are blessed even today. Amen.